From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Russian President Vladimir Putin has finally answered at least one of the questions about his country's political future. Today, Putin picked a loyal cabinet official as his favored successor. Putin's endorsement means Dmitry Medvedev is all but certain to become Russia's next president after the election next March. But today's announcement hasn't ended the speculation that Putin plans to hold on to power in some form after he leaves the presidency. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer is in Moscow.
It's been the subject of intense speculation for more than 2 years, just whom Putin would like to see become president after his own term limit expires next year. Today, the leaders of four parties, including the main pro-Kremlin United Russia Party, named First Deputy Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev as their candidate in the election. But most believe the choice was really Putin's alone, and the president said he fully endorsed Medvedev's candidacy. We have the opportunity to form a stable administration in Russia, he said. It will continue following the same course that's brought us positive results during the past 8 years. Putin's sky-high approval rating and tight grip on power means Medvedev is all but assured victory in the election next March. The boyish, soft-spoken former lawyer met Putin almost 20 years ago when both worked in the St. Petersburg city administration. Medvedev, who's 13 years younger than Putin, owes his political career to the president and is said to regard Putin as his mentor. Putin made Medvedev chairman of the Gazprom state natural gas monopoly and for the past 2 years put him in charge of Russia's so-called national projects, government initiatives to boost social programs such as education, medicine, and housing. On one of his many appearances on state-controlled television, Medvedev recently said the country's main problem is Russians' low standard of living. We've done a lot recently to boost the economy, he said, but the main task now is more difficult, including decreasing the country's still widespread poverty. The diminutive Medvedev is seen as a weak figure. He has a far friendlier public face than most of the dour former KGB officers who occupy top positions in the Kremlin. Medvedev has charmed Western investors at international conferences, but political expert Vladimir Pribilovsky says Medvedev is far from liberal.
He's a pragmatist, a former businessman who's very rich. He may not be a foreign policy hawk like others in the Kremlin, but there's not much chance he'll change any of Russia's policies, at least at first.
Pribilovsky says Medvedev's appointment indicates Putin will almost certainly try to hold on to power after he leaves the presidency.
Putin wants his successor to be dependent on him and even step aside if Putin wants to come back to power. It's a question of whom Putin trusts the most, and the answer is Medvedev.
Pribilovsky says one of Medvedev's biggest obstacles may be navigating the behind-the-scenes battle for power between various Kremlin clans headed by former security service officers. But the main question about Russia's future is what office Putin plans to occupy after he vacates the presidency and whether he'll try to cling onto the reins of power. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.